Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice plans to leave this evening for a week-long trip to the Middle East and Europe, her mission to try to drum up support for Iraq's government. Her diplomatic push is much less than the bipartisan Iraq study group recommended. She's not planning to reach out to Iran and Syria, for instance. And as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Rice is merely testing the waters rather than plunging into the Baker Group's idea to resolve the Arab-Israeli conflict.
As she defended the president's Iraq strategy on Capitol Hill, Secretary Rice said the conflict there is prompting, as she put it, a promising new realignment in the Middle East. On the one side, she says there are the moderates, on the other, extremists, and she includes Iran and Syria in that camp. Rice said her trip is aimed at rallying support among the moderates to help Iraq's government, if for no other reason than to counter Iran's growing influence in the region.
To the degree that we hear from the Saudis and others that their biggest strategic concern is Iran, then they have a very strong incentive to help stabilize Iraq so that Iraq is indeed a barrier to Iranian influence in the region, not a bridge.
Her trip includes stops in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and Kuwait. Those countries have not only been raising concerns about Iran and Iraq, they'd also like to see Secretary Rice help revive the long-dormant Arab-Israeli peace process. She begins her trip this weekend in Jerusalem and Ramallah. Palestinians aren't expecting much, according to Kaithal Omari, a former advisor to the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas.
We're hearing talk that the administration right now is interested in doing a big push on the Palestinian-Israeli track. I believe it when I see it. I'm not questioning the intentions. I'm questioning the stamina. I'm questioning also the political margin that this administration has right now in getting into another complex foreign policy issue.
European diplomats who have met with Rice recently say they do think, or at least hope, she's committed to trying to build on the recent meeting between Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. The European Commissioner for External Relations, Benita Ferreira-Waldner, says the European Union wants to revive the group of would-be Middle East peacemakers, the so-called quartet.
We are ready to do as much as we can to try to facilitate the movement and access between the two sides, stop the violence that is there.
That is the fighting between Abbas's Fatah movement and Hamas, which the U.S. considers a terrorist organization and which runs the Palestinian government. U.S. officials have sought to downplay expectations for Rice's trip as long as there is no resolution to what they call this internal contradiction in Palestinian politics. They say she mainly wants to see what might be possible. Members of Congress have been highly critical of her approach. At the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry said if the policy is to promote moderates in the region, it's failing in the Palestinian territories, in Lebanon, and in Iraq.
Hamas is stronger than at any time previously. Hezbollah is stronger than at any time previously. Iran is stronger than at any time previously. Iraq is more of a mess than at any time previously. That is the measure of a failure.
Republican Chuck Hagel of Nebraska urged Rice to name a high-level envoy to spend the kind of energy needed on the Arab-Israeli issue. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.